Well, my next guest says, good or bad, it all comes down to how you look at things. And he says that a lot of people seem to focus on the negative. He wants people to start becoming aware of this. He had to learn the importance of good or bad when his life changed in a very big way when he was 21 years of age. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Rob Oliver to the show. He is the author of Still Walking. Rob, thanks for being here.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for having me.
All right, good or bad? I mean, there's always two ways to look at things. And it's funny, you were mentioning to me about the weather.
Where I live here in Pittsburgh, it's funny because people talk about the weather, and if you say to them, oh, it's a beautiful day today, their immediate response is, yep, but it's going to rain next Friday. And we can't enjoy today's weather. We've got to live in the misery of what's coming.
That is so true. That happens everywhere. Why do we like being in misery?
Because misery is what makes us uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We are so aware of what causes us discomfort, and we are so much less aware of what causes us happiness and joy.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying it's time for people to wake up and start living in the happiness and joy, right?
It's all about making a choice. It's about you choose what you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are just willing to take things as they come and you're aware of the irritants, you lose out on so much happiness. If you take the minute and sit back and say, hey, I have good things going on in my life, take a look at those good things, and that's truly where happiness and contentment comes from.
Why did you write a book, Still Walking, about, you know, trying to get focused on good things?
Well, it's interesting. Think about this. For me, I had my paralyzing injury. Can't use my legs. I've got limited use of my arms and hands. And yet, the title of the book is Still Walking. A friend of mine and I were talking about it, and the idea was twofold. Number one, still, as in continuing. So I'm continuing to move forward in the journey of life, even though I may have some paralysis. The other is still as in not moving, but continuing to move forward. And it's either way you look at it, it is all about the fact that life is a journey. And I've learned that I've got to take it for what it is. And that's really what I wanted to share with others.
Yeah, we didn't even get into your story of what happened, but you had a surfing injury when you were 21, and that changed your life forever, obviously.
Yeah, I was body surfing on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and the way that I was riding, as I came in towards the shore, instead of it carrying me forward, it pushed my head down. I hit it on the bottom, and I broke my neck.
Wow. Unbelievable. But yet, you've moved forward, and here you are now, motivational speaker, and married, let's mention this, triplets.
Yes, I've got three 11-year-olds in my house.
Wow. Okay, so you did not let the injury slow you down. Do you get frustrated with people who are saying they can't because of circumstances when they were growing up or whatever the excuse might be? Does that drive you crazy?
In some ways, yes, but really it's about education and it's about taking the opportunity to get people and get their focus exactly right. I'll tell you a quick story. The wheelchair that I use, I have a power wheelchair that I drive and it's fantastic. It gets me everywhere. About a year after I got my first one, all of a sudden, I started to bang into stuff going around the house. And my wife was very upset with me and wondered, what on earth is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But it took me a little bit to figure out what had happened is the seat had been shifted on the base. And now, instead of it driving where I was looking, it was off by about 5 or 10 degrees. And we got it straightened back out. And all of a sudden, just a slight change of perspective dramatically altered my course. And that's really what life is about. It's about taking people and saying, hey, let's shift your perspective and see what that does to where you're going.
Brilliant. And do you find that a lot of us might be just a little bit off on where we're looking?
That's it. And like I said, it's not a huge shift in perspective. Sometimes it's just a small change.
Yeah.
But when you do that, it has dramatic effect.
Well, I really hope everybody gets out there and picks up your book. It's called Still Walking. By the way, what will they learn in the book?
What they'll learn is how to take your own limitations and address not what your limitations are, but address what your strengths are. And John Wooden, the great basketball coach, said nobody ever succeeded by focusing on what they can't do. So you'll have that understanding of it's all about taking what you can do, doing it to the best of your ability, and then having a perspective that says, I will take what comes to me, and instead of focusing on what's negative, I'm going to choose to focus on what's positive.
Great advice, Rob. Thanks very much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And hey, Wayne, any of your listeners that are interested, they're more than welcome to swing by my website. It's yourmotivationalspeaker.com. I've got a free book that they can get downloaded. It's full of inspirational quotes about dealing with adversity, and I'd love for your listeners to pick it up.
Right. Well, send them there for sure, Rob. Thank you very much. And once again, the website, yourmotivationalspeaker.com. My guest, Rob Oliver, and the book is called Still Walking. We'll be back right after this.